Hi, this is a dictation for a procedure. Name of the patient, Christine Reyes, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, R-E-Y-E-S. Date of birth is 10-2-1972. Date of accident is 10-11-9-2020. And date of service is 2-11-2022. Ms. Christine Reyes is here for a procedure. Interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with epidural gland, and number two, sacroiliac joint injection bilateral with arthrogram. The medical indications are as follows. Ms. Kristen Reyes has been a victim of the automobile accident as of 11-9-2020 when she was rear-ended at a red light in a high speed, leading to headaches, TBI symptoms of dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and pain symptoms in the area of neck and the lower back and the right shoulder with effect on the ADLs significantly. The patient underwent significant amount of physical therapy. The MRIs have been found positive for various pathologies. For example, the cervical MRI is positive for herniated disc at C3-4, C5-6. Bulging disc at C4-5 and C6-7, and in the lumbar region there is a bulging disc at L3-4 and a herniated disc at L4-L5 and L5-S1 along with anterior listasis and anterior subluxation of the L5-S1. The patient has been trying to avoid surgery and she wants to have a series of injections. In addition, patient has been having a pain in both the sacroiliac joints, which she points out physically, pointing out. So it appears that injection of lumbar epidural steroid injection and along with sacroiliac joint injection bilaterally will bring necessary healing and improve the ADL and decrease the pain and decrease the chance for further surgery. The procedure for interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection is done according to the protocol. And then procedure for bilateral sacroiliac joint injection with the arthrogram is done according to the protocol. The arthrogram was achieved and the spread of the dye has been noticed. Bilaterally, it coated the entire sacroiliac joint and anterior spread and posterior spread, inferior and lateral spread have been noticed. And thereafter, the final injection was given into the each sacroiliac joint injection area, 10 cc's of dexamethasone and Marken. Thank you.